Hello, and welcome back to Crescent Moon Kids podcast, one last time for the year 2021. As this year comes to a close, I just wanted to send out a short little message and take this opportunity to thank you for listening and for caring about the content I share and for having the desire to learn and grow as a parent or caregiver. I really appreciate your time and support as I offer ideas about which I am deeply passionate and have been for a very long time, because raising children is probably the hardest job anyone will ever do. And I think I've said that before, but especially as we are all now feeling the effects of this world health and healing crisis of sorts, because it's hard enough to parent in what we call a quote normal year. So with that in mind, I wanted to share a very special message with you during this season of giving. So in essence, I want to remind you to allow yourselves to receive, to offer yourself some time for reflection, to remind yourself to have patience for those moments you wish you could redo with your kids or whoever, and to give yourself some grace. So grace is a word that we may not use very often, but it's actually a very lovely word with, I think, an even lovelier meaning. So I looked it up, and Merriam-Webster defines grace as unmerited divine assistance given to humans for their regeneration or sanctification. And I was just thinking how fitting, how apropos that we, as parents or caregivers, grandparents or whomever, allow ourselves the space and time for regeneration, to truly give to someone else, to another human being or another being. We have to feel full from our own core, because if we're very taxed or spent, if we're weary, if we're overburdened or just maybe plain exhausted, we really don't have anything to give to anyone. And children demand that we are present with them, that we stay focused with them. So to allow yourself grace is one of the most beautiful gestures of self-love anyone can imagine. Grace to know that you're human and that you can make peace with that. Grace to allow forgiveness to flow over and over again. Grace to find your deepest parent self and strive to live from that space every day. And grace to simply show up day after day with your whole heart and be fully present with your kids in whatever state you can find yourself. We can all use a little less judgment of ourselves and of each other, and taking time to revel in grace for yourself is an act of pure love, not only for you, but also for everybody in your environment, especially your kids. The role model that you offer them when you provide grace to yourself will be very effective. It will be long-lasting, and it's a phenomenal act for you. So to each and every one of you, I'd like to send well wishes for a lovely holiday, whatever holiday you celebrate, and for a prosperous, peaceful, and joyful 2022. I hope to have much more interesting and relevant content for you in the new year. So in the meantime, maybe type the word grace on your phone, your iPad, your laptop, your computer, or just handwrite it and stick it on your fridge. Maybe tape it to your bathroom mirror. Wherever you know, you'll see it daily. It will be a gentle reminder that you are enough, that you have shown up for your kids, for yourself, and that you are doing the very best you can each and every day. And that's all that anyone can ask of you. Because for you and for your kids, that's just right. Thanks again for listening, and until next time in 2022.